When the corporation that used to be run by the U.S. Secretary of State sues the Secretary of Treasury. From Marketplace in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. Tensions among members of a presidential cabinet are not unusual, but we may have a special case today. The Treasury Department has fined ExxonMobil $2 million for violating economic sanctions against Russia while Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was running Exxon. The oil and energy company is fighting back, naming Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin in its complaint about the fine. To help us with the sanctions at issue, let's turn to Jonathan Fruin at the BBC.
The U.S. Treasury says Exxon had failed to disclose breaches of sanctions involving deals with the head of Russia's state-controlled oil company, Rosneft. Now, Exxon has been arguing that the sanctions only prohibited dealings with the head of Rosneft on a personal basis, and that the White House allowed dealings with the Rosneft head on a professional level. The U.S. Treasury says that distinction can't be made under the sanctions. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson was chief executive of Exxon at the time when he said that the company generally opposes sanctions and finds them ineffective. Other big energy companies have also opposed sanctions on Russia, citing concerns about global projects that involve the country. Exxon has responded with a lawsuit rejecting the allegations. Rex Tillerson has said he will recuse himself from any issues involving Exxon for a year.
Jonathan Fruin at the BBC in London, our partner newsroom. Sears stock closed up 10% yesterday after it signed a deal with Amazon to sell Kenmore appliances online. Also, some Kenmore units will get voice control from Amazon's Alexa system, Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports.
Tom Park, the president of the Kenmore brand, declined to say how much money he thinks this deal will mean for Sears, but put it like this, he's psyched.
We're very, very bullish that it's going to be significant.
It's been a rough stretch for the company. This spring, Sears told the SEC it had doubts it could stay in business. But Park expects getting its appliances on Amazon could work wonders.
When an Amazon customer wants to buy a new refrigerator or washer dryer, they'll type in refrigerator and up will come Kenmore.
Given the company's downward spiral, there's a lot riding on Park's belief that an Amazon presence could equal more traffic in stores. Mark Cohen, a Columbia Business School professor and former Sears executive, is skeptical.
When you're drowning, you'll grab anything that looks like it'll float.
Cohen says this may boost Kenmore sales, but says this deal is just another reason for customers to skip a trip to Sears and the latest in a string of moves by the company that squanders a top asset. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.
Amazon stock is down 0.4% in pre-market trading now. This is the week that tech stocks in the S&P 500 finally reached a new peak after the great dot-com bust of 2001. As a veteran of two of the biggest California earthquakes in our lifetime, Loma Prieta, 1989, and Northridge, 1993, I deliver the following with some interest. A long-planned early warning system for earthquakes along the West Coast is nearing completion, but President Trump's proposed budget would cut all federal funding for it. Now, as Congress digs into the budget, there are Republicans and Democrats fighting to save the program and get the system running before something happens. Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
An earthquake warning system is a bunch of sensors spread throughout a region. When seismic waves trigger some, they send a signal to others further away. People could get a few seconds' notice, enough time to take cover or pull over. Thomas Heaton is an engineering seismologist at Caltech who's worked on this idea since 1985. After a big push in the past decade, the system is finally in beta testing.
It's running right here in my office.
He pulls up a sample earthquake scenario to show me what it's like. Remember, this is only a test.
Earthquake, earthquake. Moderate shaking expected in 6 seconds. Earthquake, earthquake.
Heaton says full rollout along the West Coast would take about 1,200 sensors. They've got about 800, half of which are in Southern California. Limited public rollout has been planned for next year, but that depends on continued federal funding. The U.S. Geological Survey gets about $10 million for the program. That's wiped out under President Trump's proposed budget.
If it goes through, there will not be an early warning system. I'm pretty confident about that.
Los Angeles has actually spent millions of dollars on its own to install its warning system sensors. Jeff Gorell is deputy mayor for public safety. He says the city is willing to do more.
We're going to raise our own money and try to get this done, even if the federal government doesn't help.
But L.A. can't fund the full estimated cost, $16 million a year, to cover California and the whole Pacific Northwest. Lucy Jones recently retired from the USGS, where she helped get the early warning system going. She says earthquake warnings need to come from the federal government. Research centers don't want to own the system.
The universities have uniformly said, we don't want the liability of releasing these messages.
The federal cuts are getting pushback from Congress. A House subcommittee voted last week to keep funding at current levels. California Republican Ken Calvert chairs the committee.
It's one of those rare moments we have a bipartisan agreement. We're moving ahead.
Ahead are more votes in the House and Senate. What actually shakes out of the budget approval process is anyone's guess. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.